Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about that now.
Check, check, one. 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new episode of the Anything Goes podcast. Tonight, we are joined by the Women's Royal Rumble winner, and that person is Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear. And we are also joined by the person I will eliminate to win Women's Royal Rumble matchup.
No, you're joined by the head of the table. That's who you're joined by.
Is
Alex.
What's up?
What's up?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited for a Rumble.
So as CM Punk said, we're friends now, but will we still be friends Sunday morning?
I mean, day by day.
Yeah.
Each day is different. Will we
be friends after this episode?
I like, will probably be very tired.
After we record this. Will we still be friends?
What are you going to say?
Don't worry. This is my pipe bomb
Royal
Rumble episode. Every episode is a good episode. Because Greg, Crazy Greg.
Do you remember the mimes?
That might have been the best one. Go back to our April Fool's episode.
Don't go back. Please don't go back.
With Craig and Alice.
Just continue. Why'd I even mention it?
All right. Anyway, we are doing a Royal Rumble episode.
We are.
For the 37th annual Royal Rumble.
Oh my god, you're older than Royal Rumble.
I am older than Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm. I'm not.
And this Royal Rumble is taking place at Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, Florida.
I feel like a lot of them happen in Florida and Philly.
Yeah, yeah.
Like WrestleMania is like always in Philly now. And yeah. Royal Rumble, was it last year?
Was in
or
Philly.
2 years ago?
Yeah, recently. It might have been last year, yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's funny you say that. The last time it was held in this stadium, mm-hmm. Do you know what year it was?
Royal Rumble?
Stadium.
I know WrestleMania was in Florida not so long ago.
Yeah, Tampa Bay it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember because Brady was.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know, 2018? I don't know.
2021.
See?
During COVID.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is the first time since COVID. But then 95, it was in Tampa Bay, the Royal Rumble, and all that stuff. So, all right, I do want to talk a bit.
That's what we do here.
Yes. Me. Like,
oh,
I want
you,
to talk.
Go.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
So, give me like 30 to 35 minutes.
No problem.
And then you can jump on in.
I have a severe toothache, so I don't mind not talking.
You sure do.
Yeah.
And it shows.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It just sounded like it went together. I don't know. Anyway, so we have to say also, we have Joey Caps, or had Joey Caps.
Yes.
Part of this episode.
Yes.
Me and him talked for about 40 minutes.
Right.
And you were with the babies.
Yep.
Not me and Joe, the other babies.
Yeah. The not as big babies.
Yeah. So me and Joe break down the card, and that's what I want to do with you.
Right.
And there are certain things that I ask him and say to him. Mm. And I'm going to repeat just a few of those things to you because I kind of want to get your answer and reaction to it.
Right. Okay. Got it.
So if you kind of hear it twice, it's just, you know, it's I want reactions.
Different opinions.
Yes.
Different reactions. Right.
There you go. And opinions. True that.
Yeah.
And then also, I recorded this with Joey Caps. What night was it? Tuesday night?
About 3 nights ago.
Whatever.
2 nights ago.
Tuesday night. So we're recording Thursday night.
Right.
And since then... Yeah, we're recording Thursday night at 10:30 p.m.
It'll be
10:31. Yeah, and this is coming out Friday morning.
Yes.
So, and we recorded it, and since then, some news happened.
See, I don't even follow anything. What I see is what I see.
Yeah.
When I watch Raw on SmackDown, that's what I know.
So, there's been some accusations made.
Oh, yeah, that
Yeah, towards Vince McMahon.
Right.
So, you can look into that if you want.
Just Google Vince McMahon.
Yeah. But one of my predictions with Joey Caps was my final four had Brock Lesnar in it of the Royal Rumble.
And that may not be the case.
I think I may be changing that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm going to have to think about it as we talk through this episode. But that's all I wanted to say.
But.
Yes.
It was never mentioned.
I know.
By name.
I know. Yes. So, I don't know. but I think I may change it. I don't know. I have to think. As we talk, maybe I'll come up with something.
We don't have to talk about it on here.
No.
But I have a lot of, like, questions about the whole thing.
All right. And that's also, for another day. Yes. Other breaking news that happened this week was WWE Raw is going to Netflix.
Netflix. I hate Netflix.
Insane.
In 2025.
January 2025.
So we have a year.
We do. And I want to talk a bit about this.
Okay.
Okay. So, like, realistically, like 10 minutes, and then we'll go on to our Rumble.
That's okay. Can I just say one thing about Netflix before
go ahead.
We start? Because it's going to happen at some point. Netflix is so annoying. They're so expensive. Their content that's on there isn't even that good, besides Breaking Bad, that I watch 1,000 times.
And The Ranch.
And The Ranch.
Yes.
There's a few good things.
Yeah.
But not as much as they charge. Like, Hulu has everything. Whatever. I'm not going to get into all that.
Yeah.
But they stopped the whole sharing thing. And I hate that I can't just log on to my sister's and use hers. I don't want to pay $20-something.
Okay. So now that you say this, I was going to kind of save this question, but let me ask you now because we're on it. You mentioned Hulu and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Top 10 streaming.
Top 10?
Yeah. Apps out there.
I don't even know if I could name 10.
Do you know what number one is? The top 10. No.
Please don't tell me it's Netflix.
Number one?
No.
Is Netflix.
Yeah, I know it is.
And by a lot.
That's the most popular.
By a lot.
I know that. People, like, love it. But you know what it is? I know it wasn't, like, the real first, but it kind of was, like, the first big streaming.
Yeah.
So I feel like everyone just kind of bought into it, and they stayed with it.
Yeah.
That's what my sister did.
Right.
My sister was the first one she ever had, and then she kind of just added them on as she went, and now she has all of them, and it's the greatest thing in the world, because we get to hop on that, too.
So they have 260 million subscribers
a month.
Yeah,
and it's going to go up.
Oh, it's going to go up a lot. Do you know what number two is?
Hulu.
The second. No.
Peacock. Paramount.
No.
Oh, Disney Plus.
No.
I have no idea.
Yeah. If you think about it, logically, it makes sense.
Do we have it?
Do we have it
Amazon
personally?
Prime Video?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime. How
but
many
again,
people have Amazon
right.
Prime?
But my sister has that too because she has Amazon Prime.
So Netflix has, 260 million?
Something like that.
Amazon Prime has 200 million.
Damn.
Yeah. And then.
But it's crazy to me that more people have Netflix than people who have Amazon Prime.
Yes.
If you have Amazon Prime, you have Prime Video.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Do you know what number three is?
Hulu.
No.
It should be.
It's not.
Hulu has all the television shows.
Do you know what number Hulu is?
Like seven?
Six.
I was going to say six.
So number three you
Disney
should
Plus.
Get. Yes.
Yeah.
Disney
Plus. I mean, I understand that.
Yeah, 150 million.
To be honest, Disney Plus is probably on in this house more than any other streaming service.
Oh, yes, like, yes.
Like YouTube, but is that really a streaming service?
It's, I mean, you can pay for it.
But we don't pay for
it. They have YouTube TV.
But
yeah.
YouTube's on because of Blippi. He's like the cult leader in this house.
Yeah. All right, real quick, because we got to get to Rumble. So I'm going to run through these. Number four is Max.
I actually watch Vampire Diaries on there and the Sex and the City show. So I'm with that.
Now, this is very surprising to me.
Okay.
Number five is Paramount Plus.
I could see that.
And six is Hulu.
I can't believe Hulu is lower.
Yeah.
And Hulu has live TV. Is that including that or no? It's probably just the regular basic.
All right. And then Peacock is seven. Yeah. Number eight is ESPN Plus. Number nine is Apple TV Plus. And 10 is Stars.
I didn't even know they had their own streaming.
But either way, Netflix is still number one.
Yeah, no, I knew that. I had a feeling because, like I said, they're the biggest one there. Mm. When you think of streaming services, you think of Netflix.
Yeah. All right, so quick. So Netflix, I think you know the deal, but it's $5 billion.
It's insane.
Over 10 years.
Insane.
Yeah. And right now also, so they had this big announcement online and this, you know, this photo picture, and it said WWE Raw on Netflix, January 2025.
Right.
It didn't say Monday Night Raw, it said WWE Raw. So there's nothing that says Monday.
No, it's been Monday since.
Listen, it might be Monday. It might, but it doesn't, it just says WWE Raw on
That's
Netflix.
That's weird though.
Like, why would they?
Why would they not put
use
Monday
that graphic?
Night.
Yes.
Like, if you look at the Raw, I don't know though. Is the Raw graphic just Raw or is it Monday Night?
I think it's Monday Night Raw.
Oh no!
I
don't
think.
Change everything. See, it's gonna make me hate Netflix even more.
Yeah, and Raw has been on USA for 31 years, since 1993.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And now this, I would think, means that Netflix can have live streaming.
I mean, it kind of has to, right? I think I heard... No, I'm lying. I didn't hear they're going to have live TV. Yeah, I guess they have to. Maybe 2025 they're bringing that.
Yeah, so I think that's why they're giving it a year.
You know what? If we could get the Met game somewhere, let's just cancel it. Nobody has cable anymore. Why do we have cable?
A lot of people do.
I know.
But the problem is Roy is on Netflix. Mm-hmm. The Challenge is on
Paramount.
Whatever, if the Mets are on Hulu, like, you know, like how many damn streaming services? All, I know.
But people who don't, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're lucky enough that my sister pays for them all.
Right. Although we do pay for Peacock.
Yeah.
Because of wrestling. Right. WWE.
But now we may not even need that anymore.
Well, now Peacock still has a contract with WWE until 2026.
Oh, jeez. So the pay-per-views are going to be on.
Yes.
That's so annoying. Pay-per-views
on Peacock, Raw on Netflix.
That's so annoying.
And also it's strange because Peacock has Raw and SmackDown.
But so does Hulu.
But
Hulu has like after, only because they have USA and Fox on there.
So now is Hulu going to be streaming Raw with like a Netflix icon on it?
No, I don't think Hulu will have it anymore. I don't think they'll have Raw anymore.
Well, Peacock.
Peacock has the pay-per-views on it.
Okay. This is all confusing to me.
Hulu has after Raw, like Tuesday.
I understand, yes.
They have Raw, and then Saturday they have SmackDown.
Okay.
But I don't think they're going to have Raw anymore because Netflix owns it. But they'll have SmackDown because it's still on Fox.
Maybe. No, SmackDown's going to USA.
Oy. So then they'll still have it because it's on USA.
Yeah, SmackDown's going to USA.
Stop. I can't.
I don't know. But also I was thinking, now that WWE is signing this monster deal with Netflix, do you think they're going to start making like... WWE exclusive movies.
Yeah.
Oh. And documentaries and, you know, like.
Oh, everything's going to go onto Netflix.
Yeah.
It's going to have its own, like, section.
Right. Like, they had, like, the John Cena movie and whatever, and The Miz and.
Well, you know how, like, Adam Sandler and Kevin Hart, they have, like, contracts with Netflix. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing that WWE's has.
It's not like they're going to start making documentaries and, you know, like, stuff like that.
Well, everything that was on the WWE networks, well, there was a lot on there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But, yeah.
All right, and then I think one other thing maybe, and then we'll move on. I have a bunch to talk about this, and maybe down the line, when more stuff gets released, we'll do an episode on it. But Netflix did actually do a live stream one time. Do you remember what it was? I don't think
football?
You will. No, that
That's
was...
YouTube.
Yeah.
No, Facebook.
That was...
And everyone went nuts. But
yeah, and then what did they just... Football just got the playoff, the Dolphin game.
It was on something. Peacock.
Yeah.
And people like, it's like now the Dolphins fans are stuck with.
Yes, Peacock.
I think it was Peacock, one of them.
Whatever it was. But yeah, so Netflix actually did two live streamings in the past. One of them was a Chris Rock live stand-up.
Oh, okay. Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, and that was like right after he got smacked by Will Smith.
Yes, yeah.
So that one did well.
Well, of course.
The other one bombed, and it was a live Love is Blind reunion.
Oh, I wonder why it didn't do good.
Yeah, and that one bombed.
Like, I don't understand, like, do people... That's a whole nother...
I don't know. Anyway, that is...
You know what? We should have an episode where we just go through shows on Netflix and read the description.
Okay.
And say what we think.
Oh, no, we should go and do shows of, like, just mention shows and we have to, like, say which network it's on.
Oh, that's
which
funny.
Streaming
Oh,
thing.
I would probably know that, though.
I wouldn't. I'd be terrible.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. All right. So, and then one last news.
No,
dropped.
I have a good one.
Go ahead.
Read the title of the show, and we have to try to figure out what it's about.
What it is.
Okay. And then once we think we have it, we read the description of it.
Okay.
Sorry,
so,
go.
Love is Blind. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I'm assuming
stuff
they don't see each other.
Okay. There you go. All right. And then final thing. So, The Rock, did you hear about this? Is now on the board of directors for TKO.
No.
And TKO. Oversees UFC and WWE.
Oh.
And there's 13 people on this board of directors, and The Rock is not one of them.
Well, I mean, that's good.
Yeah, I mean...
I like that he's a part of it.
So now the CEO, whoever that is of UFC and WWE, has to answer to The Rock.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be president one day. It's so crazy. I've been saying that The Rock should be president forever, because he's just so liked by everyone. I mean, if you don't like him, then you're just, I don't know, annoying. But I've always said he should be president. And then that Young Rock show came out and it's supposed to be like the future and he's running for president. Yeah. I'm like, see?
Yeah.
He's hinting that he's going to do it.
So he's on the board of directors and he worked into his contract of this to get to own the name The Rock. Now he owns it. It was WWE who owned it. Now he owns it. Yeah.
Wow.
So he worked that into his contract.
Good. That's awesome.
So, all right. That was what I wanted to catch up on.
Cool.
And now let's get into the Royal Rumble.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's what this episode is about.
Yes. So do you know how many matches total is on this card? No.
Four.
Yes.
No, there's not.
Four matches.
Including the Rumbles?
And two of them are the Royal Rumbles.
Are you effing kidding me?
Crazy. So it's the men's Royal Rumble, the women's Royal Rumble.
Obviously.
Yes. It is Reigns, right? The four-way match, Reigns versus Orton versus AJ Styles versus LA Knight. Match. And then Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah. So which do you think is going to open the card, the match?
I'm going to say the women's Royal Rumble, but okay. I would be so mad if it's the men's because that's...
Yeah, I don't think so. I think based on like who's in the men's Rumble, I think they're really banking
they're
on...
They're going to end that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I thought even...
So you think it's going to be... I think it's going to be women's, Owens, and Logan Paul, then Reigns, the four-way, and then the Royal Rumble.
That's what I think. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I could...
Do you think the championship match, though, would be last? But it's the Royal Rumble.
Yeah,
it
shouldn't I be. Think Royal Rumble is gonna close it. It's gonna main event the men's Royal Rumble.
But whoever wins the Rumble could come out at the end of the championship match and be like, "I'm coming for you."
Yeah, yeah.
Or like just come out and just stare, you know?
Yeah,
and then it could just end with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they can go either way with it, but even like the opening match, could it be Kevin Owens and Logan Paul?
It could,
and do like a match, that's then a Rumble, then a match, well, and a Rumble.
That's kind of what it should be, but I feel like they always past whatever, since they started the women's Royal Rumble more, I feel like they kind of started.
And I think it was last year the men's opened up the Royal Rumble.
I remember we were like, wait, what? Just because, like, listen, I mean I love the women and stuff, but the men's Royal Rumble is what it is, like, that's what started it, you
that's
know?
That's the root of so all right, so if we do say the women's Royal Rumble opens the match,
okay, I have no idea who's in it, so don't ask me who's going to win.
Okay. Who's going to win?
I will say Alexa Bliss. No, I have no idea who's been in it. Alexa Bliss brought her kid to Disney yesterday, by the way.
Yeah, Disney World,
Disney World.
Damn.
I know. Go ahead.
I didn't know she had a kid.
Oh, my goodness. We've had this conversation like four times.
We had this conversation? Alexa Bliss has a kid?
Did she have the kid yet? She was pregnant. You remember that? Yes? That's why she has
a kid. Isn't she married to...
Ryan Cabrera.
And they have a kid?
They, yes. She was
How
pregnant.
Old is this kid?
Like 2 months old, 3 months old.
Oh, wow.
2 months old. I don't know. Something like that.
What's the baby's name?
Something weird. Not weird, but it's like. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Like not common, I'll say.
Anyway, there have been some women wrestlers who are announced.
Okay.
That they came out on SmackDown or Raw. Whatever.
Right, right.
And I think the final four of the women's Royal Rumble is going to be Bayley.
Right.
Nia Jax. Ugh. Becky Lynch and Bianca Belair.
Oh, yeah. So has Bianca Belair been around?
Yeah, not like in major main storylines, but she's been here and there.
I can see that, but I feel like someone's missing.
Mm.
What about Charlotte Flair? She's not coming. Oh, no, she has ACL
surgery. Yeah, she's been hurt.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like we're missing someone, though.
Yeah.
But maybe because a lot of the women are out.
Mm. But I don't know. I think those are the final four.
Yeah, I could see that.
So if that is the case, who can you see winning out of these four? Bayley, Nia Jax, Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair?
You know what? I think it's going to be like, I don't think it's going to be any of those four.
Okay.
I think it's going to be like someone they're trying to push.
Okay.
No, oh, I don't know. They're not going to make them headline the women's WrestleMania match. Well,
it could be.
I don't know. For some reason, I don't feel any of those four.
No.
But I could be wrong.
All right.
I can't see it being Becky Lynch because, she did kind of have a feud with Rhea Ripley backstage, like a little thing. But I think she has a feud with someone else. I don't know.
All right. So two other questions then.
Okay, go.
Any surprise entrance that you think will be that come to mind?
I think the Bellas aren't going to do it. I could see like Trish Stratus just coming. Just
yeah, exactly.
She's been around for, you know, not that long ago. I mean, it would be cool if we got one of the, like, Carmella, I feel like she just had the baby too, so she's not coming yet. And I don't think Alexa Bliss is ready to come back yet.
What about Alexa Bliss's baby?
Maybe. It's a girl.
Maybe. All right. And what number entry do you think is going to win the Women's Royal Rumble?
I'm going to say 17.
I think that's what Joey Cap said.
Really?
Yes. He said 17 also. So weird. He said 17 or 18.
I was going to say 16.
I think he said 17.
Nice. See, we're right here. I'm pretty sure. We're right here.
And you're both wrong because it's number 24 for Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the number I went with. Okay. Anyway, that's that. So you don't.
I hope I pull number 17 because we do a, if you haven't listened to our other Royal Rumble episodes, we do a, what is it called?
Like a pool. Like yeah. Royal Rumble pool.
So we all pick, you know, depending on how many of us there are, we put 1 through 30 in a hat. We all pick, divide it by the people that are here. And if your number person wins, then you win.
Yeah.
The whopping $5 each that we do for fun.
Yeah. So we put 1 through 30 in a hat, like you said, these numbers on a piece of paper, and you pull out a number. And if you have number 16, whoever comes out number 16 in the Rumble, that's who you
have that have. Person.
Yeah, and if they win, then you win all the $5 that we put in each person.
It's just for fun.
Yeah, it is. But
it gets very competitive, though.
But it's very fun and funny when...
Yes, because there'll be someone who, like... it's always... There's one person, it's never me, that gets the worst people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like... For the men's Royal Rumble, if you get like a tag team
obviously.
Yeah, but like a tag team of like guys you know are not going to win.
You got all three of the New Day.
Yes. Yes.
So bad.
It's like, oh, goodness, they're not going to win. And like, that was half my picks right there. Yeah. So that makes it fun.
Yeah.
All right. So you don't really know who you're picking as a winner.
Well, if I have to pick from those four.
No, you don't have to, but.
Yeah, I don't really know enough of who's in it.
That's fine.
But if I have to, I feel like I'm trying to think if anyone's coming back, but I don't even think they are. But I'll go with, Bianca Belair hasn't been around. They're kind of pushing Nia Jax, but I don't hope she, I hope she doesn't win. I just feel like, I don't know. She was like really like nasty towards WWE.
Yeah, yeah. She was bitter towards them.
Like even, well, we'll get to it. I have my feelings about the Men's Royal Rumble.
Okay. So we'll all get to that. So whatever, just pick a name here.
I'll say...
We have to move on.
Bianca Belair.
That was my pick.
Nice.
All right. So the next match, I think, is going to be, if the Women's Royal Rumble opens it up, is going to be Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens. And thoughts and prediction of who's going to win?
They just had a... When they were all working... Not working out, but they were like in the ring, like practicing. Him and the two of them.
Yeah, they started like arguing or something.
Yeah, right. So silly, I know. Okay. I know. Oh, yeah, that's real. I'm going to say Kevin Owens because, I mean, but I don't know. They pay Logan Paul a lot of money.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think Logan Paul will win, but I want Kevin Owens to win.
Yeah, exactly. So exactly.
I'm going to say Kevin Owens because I would never say Logan Paul.
I will say, though, I cannot stand Logan Paul on the mic. I cannot stand him. I think he thinks, I don't know, just the way he talks, I just want to like smack him. But I actually think he does put in work to wrestle.
Yeah,
he's not the worst
wrestler.
He
does respect the business.
Yes, he doesn't just come and like act silly. Yeah. Like he actually does some, he does take bumps and stuff like that. He does put in work. So, and the matches are usually like long that he's in. So I can't stand his persona, but I actually don't mind him wrestling wise. And I can't believe I'm saying that.
Okay, well, I don't like him in any way, but I will say I do think he respects the work ethic.
Yeah.
And kind of like Bad Bunny was
literally
same,
just going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So are we moving on from that?
We're moving on. That's all that deserves.
So next match is, I would say, the four-way match, which it could main event. It could.
Yeah.
But I think the Men's Royal Rumble will main event. So Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, AJ Styles, LA Knight.
Okay.
Are you picking LA Knight to win?
Stop it.
Good.
Stop. If LA Knight wins, I don't want to say this because then I feel like I have to do it. If LA Knight wins, I don't know. I'm going to lose my mind.
He's not going to win. Go ahead.
He's probably going to take the pin. Yes. Or Styles will. One of them.
Okay.
But I hope LA Knight does because he deserves it. But I think Reigns going to win. He's not going to lose it. He's going to lose it at WrestleMania if he's going to lose it, which I think it's coming. Like he's going to. Okay. I love Reigns, but realistically, how much longer can he hold the belt? You know?
So let me throw this at you.
Okay, go.
And I don't know if I told you this yet.
Of course I want Oregon to win.
I wanted to say, but I don't know if I said it or I'm just saving it for the podcast. Mm-hmm. So if Roman Reigns wins at Royal Rumble, mm-hmm. which I think he will.
Right, me too.
And then if he wins at WrestleMania and he makes it through SummerSlam and wins then, come September, he passes Hulk Hogan's record for the longest time having a belt. And only Bruno Sammartino will have like number one.
Oh,
list.
And he's like crazy.
Yeah, right? He's like 7 years.
That's crazy.
So, yes. So if he makes it to September, Reigns passes Hogan's record.
Can they let...
Will that happen?
I don't know if he should pass Hogan. I mean, I'm sure there's people who don't like Hogan because of controversy he's been in. But it's Hulk Hogan. Like, mm-hmm. put everything else aside as like a show and a character. Like, it's Hulk Hogan. He made wrestling what it is.
Yeah. So, will Reigns make it to September and beat Hogan's record?
Well, okay, here's my thing. If he faces The Rock at WrestleMania, he'll make it to SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Because The Rock's not going to win. He's not staying around. It'll just be something, and then it'll be like an interference, and Reigns will win, I think. I don't know. But then, so I don't know. Then
I think if Reigns makes it past WrestleMania with the belt,
then he's going to...
He's going to beat Hogan's record.
Because why get him to August and not September?
Yes, 1 month away. That'd be silly. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember, I forget who he fought right before like the 1,000th day mark.
Yeah.
It might have been Cody Rhodes last year, maybe, at WrestleMania. I'm like, he's not losing. He's making it to 1,000th
yes,
day.
Yes, because he was 8 days away from 1,000,
he was
something
so
crazy.
Close.
Yeah.
And like, there's no way. Like, that milestone and mm-hmm. the way they can just...
celebrate it and make shirts.
And, yes, and sell it. And yeah, there's no way they're taking that from him.
Right.
And I almost kind of feel the way about the Hogan record.
It's crazy.
So, I don't know. Anyway, so you're going Reigns as...
Yeah, definitely. And I love Orton.
Yeah. He's,
but I don't think so.
And who's going to take the pin?
LA Knight, screw
yeah.
him.
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah. Wannabe, please. He has everyone fooled. A year from now, he will be... What is a 24/7 belt? That's what he'll be running after.
Yep.
He's a joke. Don't get me... I could have a whole episode just...
All right. Let's move on. All right. That brings us to what I think is the main event mm-hmm. and the 30-man Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who do you have winning this? Well, first of all, before we do that...
Okay, yeah. Well, I can't just jump right into who's winning.
Who would you... All right, is there anything you want to say before I ask?
I need to explain myself after saying this.
Yes.
But CM Punk should not win.
Should not win.
Should not win. Okay. And I like CM Punk. I kind of. It's weird. I have like a love-hate relationship for him. But I do not think he should win.
Do you think Cody Rhodes should win?
I would be okay with Cody Rhodes winning.
Even though they kind of had similar path of leaving and...
Kind of. But Cody Rhodes came back on his own. He didn't get fired and kicked out. He never talked... He didn't really talk bad about WWE, did he?
No,
that's what I'm saying.
No,
he always respected it. So he came back. He didn't win right away. Well, he won the Rumble. But I don't know. He's been around. He's been back longer. And then he got hurt. So like you kind of feel bad for him with that.
Yeah. All right. Well, who would your final four be that you're picking?
To be honest, all I know who's in it is CM Punk and Rhodes. No, those two obviously are going to be in the
yeah. So there are some other names announced. You know, there's a lot of people that
Drew McIntyre is going to be Final Four. Cody Rhodes, CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, which he's not going to win. And that's crazy. That's all that's announced. So what the list you... Should I say the list you have in front of me?
I mean, you can, yeah.
Cody Rhodes, CM Punk, Nakamura, Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre, Gunther, Kofi Kingston, and Damian Priest.
Yeah. So... what my final four was, and I really still hope this plays out this way, but it's CM Punk, Cody Rhodes, Brock Lesnar, and The Rock.
Oh.
I would love that final four.
Please let The Rock win.
I would love that final four.
And then The Rock wins. But if Lesnar's coming back, I can't see him losing. Unless someone comes out and attacks him.
Imagine those final four.
It'd be amazing.
Like one in each corner.
Yes, but see, you do this every time. You give WWE way too much credit.
I know.
They're not this, like, they're not this good.
I know.
It's always a disappointment. Always.
But, like, this is the closest it could be to actually being real.
Right
now.
I agree. Because The Rock's been kind of, like, teasing and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
This is the longest dragged out. We always say they run through storylines so fast. This one, they have not. They are dragging this Rock going against Reigns forever. And I also don't think they're going to do that because they kind of want to highlight CM Punk.
Yeah. Yeah. So I do think, as much as you're not going to want to hear it, I do think CM Punk is going to win.
Yeah, I know.
And I think Cody Rhodes will win the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
In February, whenever right. that is.
Yeah, they're not going to have CM Punk come back and not win. I know.
Yeah. So I do think. But also, I know, you know, we watched Raw, and do you remember that they had, like, the Hulk Hogan?
Yes.
Whatever.
And he was like, oh, maybe. I thought, is he going to come and just get tossed out? Like,
so that would be a great surprise entrant.
Yeah, I thought that he might be.
The crowd would go nuts. Bananas if right. his music hit.
I feel like if he doesn't come, it's like, why would you say that?
I know. Do you know who I think should eliminate Hulk Hogan? Not that I even want him to get eliminated.
R-Truth.
But who should? No, that would be great. That would be.
Right.
That would be great. But who should eliminate him?
Who?
Austin Theory.
Oh,
he gets
yes.
so much
That's my
heat
boy.
For that.
That's my pick to win. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, I eliminated.
Yes.
I beat John Cena. I eliminated Hulk Hogan. That's actually
like,
really good.
That would
good.
Be great. That, and as much as I don't want to see Hogan, I want to see Hogan win it.
Well, I mean, come on.
Austin Theory should eliminate him.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah. They should do that.
They should do that.
Yeah. And then one of the theory I had, not about Austin Theory. And this is the last thing I'm going to give away about my like prediction stuff with Joey Capps. Because there's other things I said, but these are things I want to like get your reaction to.
Mm-hmm.
What I think should happen 1 year, and not it's not going to happen this year, but like 1 year down the line.
Right.
Whatever, 2 years, 3 years from now. So right now, Damian Priest has the Money in the Bank.
Yes.
So let's just go with him because he has it. Mm-hmm. This isn't going to happen, but what they should do 1 year is Damian Priest has Money in the Bank, and he wins the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
Right? So now he has the Royal Rumble.
He has two contracts.
Yeah, right? So he used the Royal Rumble win to fight the champ, which would be Reigns at WrestleMania.
Right.
Right. Say fight WrestleMania. He loses the match.
But then cashes in
and
wins.
As Reigns is celebrating, he like attacks him and cashes in and wins.
That's actually
be different.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, you know.
That would be.
A different cash in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, I don't know. I think that would be kind of cool. And different.
Would be.
And,
it would be different, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
But
again. I know. Too much credit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And people would be mad, like, oh, he already has.
Yeah,
chance,
yeah, yeah.
So,
I know,
but
I know.
But I do.
It would just.
I feel like it would have to be the right person to have Money in the Bank.
Yes.
Like they would have to. People,
yeah.
Like let's say it was CM Punk. People would be okay with CM Punk.
Yes, I know, I know. So not this year, obviously, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was also another like thing I had that they should pull in the Royal Rumble, and I forgot what it was. Oh, this is what it was. Yes, this would be so crazy if they did a Royal Rumble, and I wish they would 1 year, and they would never, ever, ever do it. Ever.
Okay.
But I would love to see it. So they're going through the match, 1, 2, 3, whatever, you know, all the rest come out and they get eliminated, coming in and getting eliminated, just randomly stuff, you know. And then now it's down to like two guys left in the ring, like number 23 and 26, whatever. And they're in the ring and 26 comes out, gets eliminated, 27 comes out, gets eliminated, 28, you know, 29th guy. And now there's two guys in the ring and they both eliminate each other at the same time.
Right. So whoever
and 30
comes out.
Hasn't come
You've
out
said
yet.
That before.
Yeah. And like that's the winner. Like,
and
you know, like
whoever 30 is.
Yeah,
wins.
Just like just people waiting for like the music to hit. And that's the winner
amazing.
Of the Rumble.
That's so amazing.
That would be I don't know, it'd be
No, it'd be good too if like that person came out. I mean, that would be good, just to wait to see what music hits.
Yeah.
But it'd be good if that last person comes out, they're walking down the ramp and it happens. And the person and the wrestler just stops
that's
and
funny.
He's like,
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I guess I won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, that should be Austin Theory.
That'd be great.
Yeah, so, all right. Anyway, who would your final four be?
Well, CM Punk, Cody
Rhodes. Cody Rhodes, yeah. You think Drew McIntyre?
I could see The Rock coming, and it's in Florida.
Yeah.
I'll say The Rock. I just, who would eliminate, you know?
Unless The Rock wins. Does The Rock win?
I mean, he makes the rules now, so
He's
maybe.
He's my pick to win. I'm picking The Rock.
Real hype.
Greg,
you know how crazy I go when The Rock is anywhere. He's my childhood. Him and Stone Cold, but even more him. And when he came out and,
on Raw.
Yes, and teased like, oh, I'm going out to a bar. Should I sit? Whatever, booth. And I was like, oh, my God, finally.
Yeah,
he's
you
teasing
called
it.
You called
I called
it
before
did.
He even said it. And I literally was like one of the only times in the past whatever years that I was like, marking out hard. So if The Rock wins, I'm going to go nuts because then he actually is a part of the storyline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, just off topic to go back to the beginning of the episode.
Okay.
And I meant to say this earlier, but the last episode of Monday Night Raw in USA is going to be insane. And the first episode on Netflix
is going to be insane.
Yeah. Oh,
I can't believe it's on Netflix. It's going to be crazy. So weird.
Yeah, I know. It's and so also, like, weird is it to still going to be 3 hours, I guess?
I'm sure.
Will there be commercials? Like, does Netflix have commercials?
You could probably. No, I actually heard that Netflix is going to get ads and no ads. Like, you know how different, other. Yeah. Like, you can choose to get it with ads. Or...
So then what's going to happen to, like, watch? Going to be a match every time there's a commercial? And, like, so I don't think they're going to have, like, promos in the ring during commercials where, like, I feel like they're just gonna watch matches during commercials. I don't know if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like how it is now during commercial.
Yeah, it's just match. Like it'll go to commercial during a match,
right?
Or like a guy walking down to the ring,
right?
So like that's what you're gonna pay for to just watch a guy walk down to the ring.
Oh, that's true.
You know,
like, no, but I think like yeah, that's true. And then what do they just never go off? Because they always like when they go to commercial, they go to commercial.
Yeah.
Like,
in- Yeah, so I don't know. It'll be strange. It'll be, we'll see how it all plays out. But anyway, so who's your pick to win the Men's Royal Rumble?
Well, now I want to say The Rock.
Yeah, I hope so, but I don't know.
Because I could see like Cody Rhodes and Punk kind of see, but yeah, because now is, okay, question. Is Rollins really hurt?
He's hurt, but he'll be fighting WrestleMania. Yeah, he'll be back for WrestleMania.
Okay, so, yeah. Which is surprising though. If he actually has the injuries that he said he has, I don't know how he's going to fight at WrestleMania.
Yeah, but...
I don't know how he doesn't need surgery with, like, a... Unless it's just, like, a very small ACL tear. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. But, I mean, now I want to say The Rock, but I would think it's going to be CM Punk.
I think so.
Which kind of... It's just so... That annoys me.
I think it's CM Punk, but I'm going with The Rock. That's my pick. My pick is The Rock. And if Rock doesn't show up, then it's CM Punk.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Cody Rhodes.
I know. Poor guy.
I know.
One day, hopefully.
Not today.
Yeah. Just not today.
Like, what do you think the crowd would do if he won?
Oh, they'll be okay. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And so I'm saying if CM Punk wins, they'll be okay. If Cody Rhodes wins, they'll be okay. If The Rock wins, obviously, they'll be okay. Like, there's guys that...
Which is surprising because usually it's like if this one guy doesn't win, the crowd's going to go
I know. Yes. Yeah.
Now it's like, okay, there could be a couple guys that could win. And...
But this is the first time in a while that it's just... Not so predictable.
But you know? Once CM Punk wins, we're going to be then like, it's predictable. Of course.
Yeah.
We think it's
well,
not.
All right. So it's the first time in a while where multiple guys can win.
Right. Yes, right. Where it's not like, okay, obviously, like last year, it was like obviously Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. He was number 30 and he was announced that he's coming back. And like, it's so obvious.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's the first time though that like, yeah, multiple guys can win. You could see it happening.
I will lose my mind if I have The Rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will. Lose my mind.
G-Wa's gonna have The Rock.
You're so G-Wa will go, I'll trade you.
Yeah, G-Wa, you're not invited this year. You lost your invitation based on possibly The Rock coming back. You are not invited to watch Royal Rumble.
Goodness.
Alright, let's end this here because this is like an hour and a half episode between us and Joey Caps. So it's gonna be a really long episode.
You're welcome.
So yeah.
For hearing our voices for this long. Actually Greg's voice for this long.
Yeah. I am your 2024 Royal Rumble pick to hear me for an hour and a half. So when you guys are watching Royal Rumble, just mute
play
the
this
TV.
Episode.
Yeah, and just play this episode.
That's probably about how long. Yeah, the Rumble's
pretty much.
Be.
Yeah, just about. So all right, that's it. We're gonna edit here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all for listening. Let us know before Saturday. You have a day to get your predictions in.
Go.
And then even if you wait until after Saturday and you watch Royal Rumble, still send us your prediction, and we'll just believe that you actually predicted
this.
Both winners. Of Royal Rumble
and
both
winners.
Yeah. All four winners of the matches.
Yeah.
So, all right, that's it. We're actually getting to Joey Caps' part now. So I guess we saved him for the main event.
Yeah.
So
I opened up.
Yeah, there you go. You're the opening match and he's the, and I'm like the number one entry who lasted 30 and got eliminated.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. But the ref didn't look and I ran back in.
You missed it.
Yeah.
You went under the ropes.
I did the Shawn Michaels and I held on.
Yes.
And I flipped back over and eliminated Joey Caps when he was celebrating on top of the ring like British Bulldog. So Joey Caps, you are the British Bulldog.
There you go.
There you go.
What does that make me?
That makes you Mr. Fuji.
Come on.
He wasn't even at you. I don't know. I don't know.
Really? That's who you think of out of all wrestlers? Okay, goodbye.
Wait, who would that make you? That would make you...
The bushwhacker.
Yes. Luke.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, Luke. All right, that's it. We're getting silly, as always.
Yes, as always.
So thank you all for listening. Until next week, we have some episodes lined up.
We do.
We sure do. Sometimes we just go randomly week by week.
Yeah.
But right now we have the next 4 weeks lined up of episodes. We do. We spoke about this.
What's after two?
Every single time.
It's okay.
We spoke about
this. We'll talk about it again after this.
Every time.
I know the next two.
We spoke about this. So we do. We sure do.
I know three. No, I know two.
Okay.
I don't know anything.
All right. We'll talk after.
Okay. Goodbye.
I'll have my people talk to you.
Bye.
All right. So thank you all for listening. Once again, I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. the winner of the Women's Royal Rumble, a.k.a. Pooh Bear. And you are?
The Rock, Alex.
All right. So hit us up. Let us know. And we are super excited for our Rumble, as always. So until next week, be good, be crazy, point that WrestleMania sign. And we'll see you real soon.
Bye. Oh, Ronda Rousey.
Oh.
Calling it.
That's your pick, huh? Goodbye. Joey Caps, take over now. Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review, because anything goes. With Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the official kickoff to the road of WrestleMania. One of us here, after this episode, will be pointing to the WrestleMania sign. I don't know who it's going to be, but we will find out, because we are joined by the man himself, Joey Caps. Welcome back to the Anything Goes podcast.
What's up, Crazy Greg?
What up?
How we doing, man? So, doing it again. Another Rumble season upon us.
You know it. When this drops, Royal Rumble will be the next day. So,
that's right, man. I know. Creeped up real quick this year.
Sure did.
I mean, you know, that's it. It's the start of the 2024 year. I think we can all look back and say, I don't know about you, man, but for me, 2023 was probably one of the best years of wrestling in a real long time.
Can't argue that.
I can't argue that, man. Like, I mean, you had some major, like, if you go back to looking, even at the end of 2022 to now, how much the landscape has changed with people that either got brought up, you know, or people that returned for, like, injuries or wherever. Like the card alone, like the roster. So the WWE hasn't been this stacked, and I don't even know how long.
And hell froze over.
And then hell, well, that for me had to be not only one of the, probably the greatest return in the history of wrestling in general, but that was one of the top moments in like wrestling for me in at least the last 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah. I was watching it. All right. It's over. I'm like, he's not coming. You see the water, like the trademark logo pop up in the corner of the screen, and then all of a sudden, Cult of Personality starts playing.
That was a good swerve they did, throwing the logo up on the TV screen.
And they hit this so well.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was kept talking, like, oh, he's going to come back, and then the rumors died down. They're like, oh, it's not. Both CM Punk side and WWE side stopped talking, and they hit it, man. Like, you know, kudos to them, man. They did a great job with this.
Listen, I'm glad they did. I just never saw it happening. Not the way they parted ways.
Yeah, like, when Punk left, like, he didn't just leave, man. Like, he burned those bridges down. Like, he did nothing but, like, tear down WWE for years, talking about all the stuff they made him go through for, like, you know, with Ryback or, like, pulling over Lesnar and, like, never getting to main event. Like, he trash-talked them for years.
Yeah.
I would have bet everything on it. Like, no way he's going to come back. And even when he came back to AEW, I was like, all right, this is his second go at it, whatever. And then, you know, he left there. But I'm like, all right, that's it. He's done. Like, there's no way he's ever going to come back. Never. But sure enough, man, he came back. I'm so excited about it. He's like one of my favorite guys of all time. So, yeah, like, having him back is just amazing.
Well, you know what they say in wrestling, never say never.
Never say never is right, brother.
Yeah. So I can't see the Men's Royal Rumble kicking off this event, though, right? This card.
I don't know, man. They did it last year out the gate. But, like, I know. Looking at the card, I don't know. What do you start with? It's because it's such a limited card.
It's crazy. Two Royal Rumbles and two matches.
Yeah. So, I like, think. What do? Do you bookend it with, like, maybe you start with like one Rumble, do the two matches, and the last Rumble.
I think,
like,
that's what they're going to do.
Maybe start with Reigns. That's not going to open up the place.
So I think they either start with the Women's Royal Rumble or the Kevin Owens match.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know which one they're going to go with.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I mean, like, either way, whether even though I know it's the Rumble, but, like, that's a really, really small card. Only four matches altogether.
I don't ever remember any card being just that. Ever.
No. Crazy. Never. Not even in other Rumbles. I bet you look back, maybe you've seen like five matches.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like this is four. This is crazy. Like they have something special like planned or something that they just keeping a secret that they're gonna do. This can take up a little bit of time.
I could see maybe R-Truth coming out and having some secret match.
Can I just say right now, R-Truth is a national treasure. We have to do everything we can to make sure that this guy stays in the WWE for as long as humanly possible. He is the Tom and Nick Mysterio. I haven't met Nick yet, though.
That's great.
It's so great. Did you see the promo he did like a couple weeks ago talking about, like, oh, when I was a baby, I told the doctor I was going to join Judge
McKinney.
Oh, yeah.
There was a picture of him as a baby and the doctor.
And then he ends it like, it's like we always say in the Judgment Day, live, laugh, love. Oh, my God. He's amazing. He's so, so great.
That's great. But you know he's going to be part of something that night.
Oh, yeah. I bet he'll show up, like, in the Rumble match. And yeah. He'll, like, do something to, maybe, like, I don't know, mess up Damian Priest and get him, like, cost him, like, get him, like, eliminated or something.
Yeah.
He's going to do something, but, like, oh, he's so great, though. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? Women's Royal Rumble is going to kick this event off?
I'm thinking the Women's Royal Rumble will kick it off, yeah, because the Men's Royal Rumble this year, you got so many different stories going into it. That's got to probably be the main event, I think, even above Reigns. I think Roman and is going to have his match before it, but I think the Women's will probably kick it off.
I agree, yeah. I think Women's, then Kevin Owens, then the Reigns match, and the Men's Royal Rumble. You know, I don't even know much of who's in the Women's Royal Rumble. You know, I know that they announced a few of them, but
yeah,
I'm sure it's going to be a lot of, like, old school divas and
NXT.
NXT, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I guess what you want to start, you're supposed to start about with the Women's Rumble?
Yeah. I think, you know, that's what it's going to kick off with.
Okay, so now, Who do you think is
going to
be, like, any surprise returns in the Women's Rumble?
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be, like, Trish Stratus and, you know, stuff like that.
And Lita.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think anyone, like, you know, I can't think of any woman. Like, Charlotte Flair's out. Like, I don't think she's going to be back anytime soon. So I don't think there's anyone with, like, any injuries or anything that's coming back.
Yeah, so, but I think the final four is going to be kind of predictable.
I think so. I mean, I don't know. My pick for Final Four is Bailey.
Yep.
Becky.
Yep.
Probably Nia.
Yep.
And then I don't know for that fourth, maybe like a Raquel or I don't know, maybe like I don't know. I'm trying. Who would be like a good one? Maybe like maybe someone like Trish. If Trish is still surprising. I mean, she was going against Becky not that long ago.
Right. What do you think, Bianca Belair?
Oh yeah, Bianca Belair. That's right. I keep thinking, you know, she was still doing so long. I'm thinking she's champion for.
Yeah, I think those would be the four: Bayley, Nia Jax, Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair. Yeah. And really, any four of them, I could see taking it.
Yeah, I think Bayley, because I'm thinking like she's gonna get that, she's gonna win, right? And I think she's gonna challenge Io, because then they gotta do something with this damage control thing. I think they gotta finally like for so long, and then you maybe use that for like her against Io, and then for like Rhea. Probably be like, I don't know, it seems like they're kind of hinting towards Becky and her, which that would be a good match.
Yeah.
I think I definitely say, because otherwise, who else on the women's roster?
That's pretty much it. But I think with those four, they can kind of carry the end of the women's Royal Rumble match. For sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think so. Otherwise, I think you're just going to get a lot of like, you know, like you said, like a lot of NXTs. You're going to get a couple of returns come in and stuff. But no one really has that much of a chance, I think, compared to like those four.
Nah, yeah. And so who are you picking to win it? Bayley, you said?
So Bayley's my pick, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I could, I could see him doing it, but I think I'm going with Bianca Belair.
Bianca Belair? All right.
I think, I think I'm going with her.
She was champ for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wouldn't be. No, I don't think any of those. I mean, I don't think Nia's going to win out of those four. I think Becky, Bayley, and Bianca, I think you got a real solid chance at any three of those women.
Yeah, which, again, I don't know. I mean, even in the men's, like, Big Show and all these guys, I just don't know why they, and Nia Jax, I don't know why all the women in the ring just, I mean, they do try to eliminate them, and it doesn't always work, but that'll be my strategy. So we'll see. We'll see if they do that.
Yeah, they probably will. They'll probably do the whole gang up on her thing that they always do and stuff. But, like, I don't know. I'm not a fan of Nia Jax. I don't know why they brought her back anyway.
Yeah. What entry number you think's going to win it?
I don't think they're going to do number one again. They're not going to recreate that. That kind of takes away from Rhea doing it from last year.
Yeah.
Let's go with like, I don't think it's going to be like number like 28, 29, 30. Maybe like a mid number, like 17.
Okay.
I'll go with that. Yeah. Okay. I think Bayley comes out at 17. Yeah.
All right. So let's see. I'm going to go with 24.
24
for Bianca. 24 for Bianca, for my man Kobe Bryant.
So we'll see.
All right, and then after, I think it's safe to say that the Kevin Owens and Logan Paul match will be next.
Yeah, I think so. I think you gotta slow it down a little bit after having something big like with the Women's Rumble.
Yeah.
So. And I mean, what did they do? Did they do like a tournament for this, really, to get Kevin Owens in the spot? There wasn't too much of a build up because I guess you got Logan Paul, who's really, who, by the way, Logan Paul, I'm just throwing this out there. I know like last year was really his first full year. That guy's rookie of the year, man. That guy is a natural born guy to do this.
He definitely has big spots since he came. He
had some good matches for a guy that's transitioned. He only had. Like, what, like 8-10 matches maybe or something like that?
Yeah.
He hasn't had that many. And, I mean, every one of his matches have been pretty good.
It is. He definitely takes it serious.
Absolutely. And, like, they say, like, the best wrestlers are people who take, like, their natural personalities and, like, just dial it up to, like, 11. And that's him. Like, that's his character that he plays when we're, like, that cocky, condescending guy. Like, I could see that probably being him, and he just cranks it like all the way up, though.
Although I still don't like him.
You still don't like him? You don't like him in general, or you just don't like his what?
In general,
that's a perfect deal. Then
I'm not a fan of his.
Really, just because you just don't like him as a person?
Yeah, I don't know him and his brother. I think me and you should tag team up against him and his brother.
You get Jake Paul? Sure. Yeah. I like that idea. No problem. I think so. Just stay away from the fist and we're good. So, who did you pick for this one?
I would hope Kevin Owens.
You think?
I would hope. I'm not a Jake Paul guy, so I can't pick him over Owens.
I disagree with you, man.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're going to be right, but I just can't do it.
I'm thinking you're going to have Logan Paul, and then I think you're going to have Logan Paul go to Mania, and I think it's going to set up from Royal Rumble to Mania. It's going to be Logan Paul and LA Knight.
Okay.
That's my pick for the U.S. title match for Mania from now.
Well, if Logan Paul wins this match, I'll turn off Royal Rumble. I won't watch the rest of the event.
I'll watch the rest of it. That's all. I'll turn it up and watch the rest tomorrow.
Yeah. But no, I do think you're right. I do think he's going to win, but I just can't pick him.
Can't bring yourself to do it?
Can't pick him. So I'm going Kevin Owens.
I hear you. Some people just feel that strongly about it. Like, yeah. I can't choose him. Even if I know they're going to win, I can't.
Yeah. Although I won't be surprised when he does win, though.
Probably. I would think so. I mean, he got the belt from Mysterio only like a couple of months ago. So,
Has he defended it yet? I don't think he did.
Right. I think he's only just walked around with the belt and just talked smack, and that was it. So, he's even had a first match yet.
Right.
So, I mean, this will be his first title defense, probably his only, and then he'll probably lose it at Mania.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess I can live with that.
I can live with Logan Paul for a couple more months.
Yeah. All right. And then there's just one other match besides the Men's Royal Rumble. And it's a four-way dance.
Four-way dance.
Yeah. So your boy LA Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Orton.
Yep.
AJ Styles. And the head of the table, Roman Reigns.
The head of the table, Roman Reigns, the man that just seems to never lose, brother. It's crazy, man. Like, I feel like every time I talk to you about Roman Reigns, like in a match coming up, I'm like, he's going to lose this one. I'm like, all right, he's going to lose this one. He still doesn't lose. Like, he's got to lose at some point. It's not going to be Saturday.
No.
He's got to lose at some point soon.
We've been saying for a long time about Reigns being champ. Me and you have been going back and forth. And I'll tell you this, I think September of this year, if I got it right, he passes Hogan's record.
Yes, he does.
So, talk to me.
That makes him like number three, I think, longest reign or something.
So, talk to me in September, bro.
That's what he's going to do. He's going to beat Hogan at whatever September's pay-per-view is. He's going to say, I run Hulkamania now. Yeah.
Did you see Hogan's promo on Raw?
I did. 40 years of Hulkamania.
Yeah, and he said he's got one more left in him.
Dude, he can't go anymore. Hogan's almost 70 years old. That guy has had so many like title fusions now at this point.
That's great.
He can't go anymore. No way. Maybe he'll, you know what? He would be a good entry for like number 30.
That'd be insane.
That'd be insane. He comes out to like, I'm a real American. That'd be really awesome.
Yeah.
But he can't be like taken seriously though. Nah. Like he can't be like in the final four or anything.
You know who would be great to eliminate him?
Who?
Austin Theory.
Austin Theory. Why is that?
That'd be great. He's a good heel. He's a guy. He grew on me.
Austin Theory. He's still a young guy, man. He's only like 26 years old. He's still got a lot of career left.
I know.
He's got a lot of skill and a lot of talent, but like they gotta start using him better. Pairing him up with Grayson Waller, I don't know what they're doing.
Nah, that's a step back for him.
Yeah, like he was like the US champ for like a long time. Like they were like building him up. Like he was Vince's boy, right? And then
Yeah,
I don't know what they're doing with him now. Like maybe he's like, I don't know, he's been a heel for a while. Maybe he needs to have like a face turn or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
That'd be good. So who's Reigns pinning to retain the belt?
Who's Reigns pinning? I think, I was thinking about this earlier, that Reigns needs to clean. No interference from Solo, no Jimmy, no Paul. Clean. Beat these guys. Circa WrestleMania 37, where he takes AJ Styles, drags into the middle of the ring, then takes LA Knight, puts him on top of AJ, and takes Randy and puts him on top of LA Knight.
Wow.
And pins these guys like he did Daniel Bryan and Edge.
I remember that.
WrestleMania 37, dude.
I remember
that. And just solidify, like, I'm the tribal chief. Wow. There's no question now.
Damn.
And then after he pins them and he gets his hand held with his belt over his head, you hear, "If you smell," and the Rock comes out, bro.
And does Rock come in the ring, or he just stares him down from the ramp?
I think he's going to come into the ring, and he's going to get right in his face. Nice. He's going to grill him, and then something's going to happen, and they're going to have a little scuff, and Rock's going to rock bottom, and then maybe give him a people's elbow or something like that, and walk out. There's going to be any talk. Okay. But I think they got it. Like, he came out for the first Raw of the year, and he said, you heard what he said, where's the Rock going to sit?
Yep.
Right? But, yep. Like, that's the thing. This year is so crazy. Like, there's so many different ways that everything can go now. There's, like, never been this many different stories going on at the same time.
I know.
They're all really possible.
It's a good time to be a wrestling fan again. It really is.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Like, it hasn't been this good in a really long time, man.
Yeah.
So, but I think, but for this match, though, I think we're all agree that no one, Randy, LA Knight, AJ, no one's beating him.
Nah.
Roman Reigns comes out on top again, and he will be acknowledged as the true tribal chief. You have to acknowledge him, man. For the longest time, me and you talked about him, I said I refuse to acknowledge him. For like that first 365 days, I was like, I can't do it, Craig. I can't acknowledge him.
I remember.
And then by like year three, I was like, I have to do it.
Sure I do.
You have to do it. There's been nothing like that since we were kids with Hogan, man. So like, you gotta respect it, even though the guys, you know, only had like, I think, 50 title matches in 4 years. I think that's how many Seth Rollins had in a year with his championship.
That's funny. And listen, when his time comes and he beats Hogan's record, there's only one guy to really take him down and take the belt off him, and it's not The Rock. It's not LA Knight. It's not Orton. It's Omos.
Oh my God, yes. I love it.
Omos is the man.
And when Roman said this finally beats Bruno Sammartino's record at WrestleMania 48, Omos shows up.
And squashes him.
And just squashes him in like 10 seconds flat. That's just great. Gonna choke slam him. Oh, it was so great. Oh, that I would love. That whole record comes with a whole Moz pick.
Oh, funny.
So I'm guessing Roman's your pick, obviously.
Yeah, and I honestly think he's going to pin LA Knight. I do.
He's going to pin LA Knight?
Yeah. I can't see Orton taking the pin, no way. Yeah. Unless it's something like you said and he just dominates all three, but if it's one person taking it.
Yeah. But he's got to do it clean, man. I feel like the last few matches that Roman's had, like Solo interferes, Jimmy interferes.
I know.
You know, it's becoming like the same thing. Like he's got to do it on his own.
Yeah.
Roman, man. Roman all the way. I don't think anyone can go against that one.
Nah. And then that brings us to the main event, which I think should be the main event. The Men's Royal Rumble.
Absolutely.
And this can go one of many ways.
Without a doubt.
I don't think anybody could truly predict it confidently. But who's your final four?
My final four? So final four is going to be CM Punk.
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes.
Right.
I think Gunther is going to be in my final four.
Okay.
And I don't think The Rock is going to be in the Rumble. I don't think he's going to be like an entrant or anything like that.
But that was my question to you. Is Rock going to be a...
No.
No.
No, I don't think so. I think... I don't think so at all, no. Final four, maybe... I think they've been hyping up Drew a lot. Like, they're trying to push him a lot more. So I'll go with Drew, yeah.
Okay.
I'll go Punk, Rhodes, Gunther, and Drew.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Do you think a surprise entrant could be Brock Lesnar?
Absolutely. Oh, I think you're going to get a few surprise entrants.
Do you think Brock Lesnar would be one of those?
Yes, absolutely.
And he won't be in Final Four?
I think he'll be... It depends what number he comes in. I think he got eliminated quick last year.
Mm.
Right? Like, wasn't he only... He was only in the flip it. Oh, man. Who threw him out?
Was it Drew McIntyre?
Bobby Lashley. Didn't Bobby Lashley
come out? Oh, was it Lashley? Okay. I know McIntyre threw him out. Maybe that was 2 years ago.
Was it Drew McIntyre? Yeah.
One of them, yeah.
But, like, see, Lesnar's going to show up. Like, I remember last year when they had Lesnar and Gunther, that big stare down yes. that they had in, like, the middle of the ring. They never yes. did anything with that. And people were really getting, like, hyped up about it. But I think you got Lesnar's going to show up. Like, surprise entrance. Like you said, Hogan. I think there's a chance. I doubt it would happen. But I know MJF left, supposedly his contract ended at AEW.
Come
on.
He's been talking
about forever wanting to go to WWE. It'd be a great surprise entrance if he showed up.
Come on.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's supposed to get a bunch of like surgeries and stuff. So I think you got maybe a chance of someone like, maybe like Big E showing up. Like he's yeah. been there for so long.
I kind of heard his name floating around.
Yeah, like he might come, like they've been like the New Day, they're pushing them with like Imperium now. So maybe yeah. like that's gonna like lead to Big E come back. I still say Matt Cardona again. I know I said him last year. I think he's gonna come back this year.
I could see that.
Zack Ryder.
Yes. I could definitely see that. yeah.
I don't know, like who else like do you think for like for surprise entrant? Stone Cold.
I don't know. You think Stone Cold? Nah.
What do you think people go more crazy for? Stone Cold or Hogan showing up?
I think Hogan.
You think Hogan?
You know, I think the initial glass break
mm-hmm.
would be Austin, but then like once they're in the ring, I think Hogan would get like the bigger pop in the ring. If that makes sense.
Like, that'd be so great if like they're both there and you finally got like that. That showdown between Hogan and Austin. Like,
yeah.
Awesome. Just for like 2 minutes, man. That's all you need.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hogan gets a stunner, and then he starts giving the finger wave to Austin. But I don't know. Yeah. Any other surprise entrants do you think? Or?
Listen, I think Brock Lesnar.
Absolutely.
Listen, yeah. I think my final four
mm-hmm.
is CM Punk, Cody Rhodes, Brock Lesnar, and The Rock.
And The Rock. Do you really think The Rock should show up?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
So what's your layout now? Right? You're Triple H. You're planning the layout from here to Mania in a couple of months. So what's going on with the Rumble? Like the Rumble, like from the Rumble there, what are you doing?
So I don't think Cody Rhodes wins the Rumble.
Yeah, me either.
I don't. But I think he's going to win Elimination Chamber.
Exactly.
So he, you know, he goes after Rollins. Hopefully Rollins is good to wrestle WrestleMania. I think he will be. I think CM Punk's winning Royal Rumble.
Me too. He's definitely my pick to win.
Yeah.
I think he's going to win it. And so, like, you got Rollins is hurt, right?
Oh, wait. So I'm sorry. I said Cody Rhodes going to go after Rollins. I meant CM Punk after Rollins.
You meant CM Punk after Rollins.
Yeah.
Got it.
Sorry about that. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think Punk's going to win it.
Yeah.
And then
go after
Rollins. You're going to have 2 months or 3 months or almost 3 months, whatever, WrestleMania. That is just going to be Punk and Rollins going back and forth, just like talking. Like they're never going to get into a ring because Rollins' like knee is messed up. Like maybe Rollins did like a bump here and there. But you got like 2 months of them just talking smack to one another for like throughout this whole thing. And then it finally capitalizes at like Mania. But then what do you do with Roman? Do you do Cody? Do you do Rock? Like, if you do Roman and Rock, like, that's going to be, like, the biggest headline of a WrestleMania probably ever, right? But then again, how do you not do Cody? I mean, like, they didn't do it last year, right? But, like, if they don't do Cody, if Cody doesn't face Roman and beat him, like, that's it. Like, what do you do with this guy now?
Yeah, unless they give him his shot at SummerSlam, but...
That's a long time from now.
And if Reigns still has the belt at SummerSlam in August, he's keeping it till September.
Oh, he has to be Hogan's record. Yeah, they won't take it off from him at that point.
So I think you're right. I think Cody Rhodes either this WrestleMania or I don't know.
Yeah, he's got to do it sometimes. He has to. Everyone's got their story. Like, Punk story, he's always wanted to headline a WrestleMania and never got to do it. Cody, I want to win the belt that they took from my daddy in the garden that they never gave to him. Uh-huh. You know, like, everyone's got their story. Like Drew, I've been put down by everybody all this time, and I keep getting looked over. Gunther, I'm Gunther. Gunther's got this the longest intercontinental reign of all time. He's going to do it. Wouldn't that be an awesome match? That'd be a cool WrestleMania match. Gunther versus Roman. Someone's got to eventually lose. That crazy. Should be. Don't think they have a Berlin show this year. That should be the headline for the Berlin show. That would be awesome. Gunther versus Roman. The Ring General versus the Tribal Chief. I like that. But you got like so much. Like, I mean, Brock's going to show up. There's always a chance that he could win it. I mean, I doubt it because they did him and Roman so many times already.
Right.
But like, go in there with a lot of stuff. And Damian Priest. Damian Priest still has that briefcase that he still has not cashed in yet. Like, I think he's going to expire soon.
He's teased it quite often and never officially cashed in.
I think he's had the most attempted cash-ins of any wrestler that's had that briefcase shot.
Yeah. Right?
Like, he's had to at least try cashing that in a dozen times between him having it and now.
So funny, yeah?
Yeah, right? So every time he's trying to cash in, he's only been trying to cash in against Seth. He's never tried to cash in against Roman because he obviously knows better.
Listen, maybe he tries to cash in Royal Rumble. Against
right, Roman. But yeah, maybe right after Roman.
Yeah,
that'd be insane. Mm. That'd be insane. Roman just like knocks him on his ass. He's like, "Who are you? Do you know who I am? Who do you think you are?"
You know, it's never happened before, and this would actually be interesting. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if Damian Priest, right, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it would be cool if Damian Priest wins the Royal Rumble. So now he has the briefcase plus the Royal Rumble. He fights Reigns at Royal Rumble. Again, this isn't going to happen, but they should one year do this. He fights Reigns at WrestleMania, loses the match, and as Reigns is celebrating, he attacks him and cash in and wins it. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Yeah.
That's cool. They would never do that.
No, but so he lost his Royal Rumble title shot. But right after he loses that at WrestleMania, he just cash in. He attacks him, cash in, wins it.
That's awesome. That's like the extra life of wrestling.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
But yeah, I guess
we're going with Punk though, right?
I think CM Punk wins it. I think Cody Rhodes wins the Elimination Chamber and fights Rollins. And I think CM Punk wins. And I guess, I don't know. I guess he would have to fight Reigns. Or you know what? I don't know. Does Rock win?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm looking at it as like how they did when they had like the Raw and SmackDown belts. Like you get to pick your championship.
Yeah,
that's what I would think. You know, it was crazy. Like so, like I was really thinking they were going to do like a callback, like to you know Royal Rumble '92, where it's for the belts because Rollins being hurt. Like, oh man, he's going to drop the belt, and the winner of the Rumble is going to be the new champ.
That'd be it. Yeah.
That's what I thought they were going to do, but Seth seems to be holding on to it, so I don't think so. But I think we're both in agreement, though. Punk is going to go over in the Rumble.
Yeah.
And then Cody for Elimination Chamber, right?
Yep. But it's going to be interesting. I mean, that's how I feel, but for the first time in a long time, I don't really know.
Yeah, like last year when we were talking about this, I think it was like, you know, unanimous for everybody. They're like, oh, yeah, Cody's going to win it.
Oh, yeah. And what, he came out number 30, right? It was pretty much. 30,
which was so, that's like such a rub in the face. Like, yeah, all right, we know he's going to win it. Come on.
Yeah.
But like, you know, this year, like, I don't know, man. It can go either way. And if either one happens, it wouldn't be surprising. Like, if Cody did win, like, I wouldn't be, like, so shocked. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, okay, I picked Punk. But, like, I wouldn't be, like amazed by it.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's, like, so much going on right now. Like, it could really be, like, a handful of people that could walk away with this thing.
Yeah.
But Punk's the pick, man.
We'll see. We're within a week away, and we'll see what happens.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be a fun watch, though. It is.
It's the best pay-per-view. I mean, WrestleMania's always got the best matches, but the Royal Rumble match is always my favorite match of the year.
Definitely.
Like, even that, like, not even just all the pay-per-view, I'm talking about even the big four, like, you know.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's still my favorite one.
Yeah. I think it's what most people look forward to every year.
Absolutely.
Just to count down. And,
I mean, like, WrestleMania's always got like, those high-caliber matches.
Yeah.
Like, those dream match things or, you know, whatever, but Royal Rumble, I mean, it's a great take on the Battle Royal, like, you know, scheme, like, that was around even before the Royal Rumble came into play years, yeah, decades ago. So it's a nice, it keeps it interesting instead of having like 30 guys who are still in the ring at the same time.
Yeah.
It builds up to it. It's like, okay, it was a great idea.
I am changing my pick.
Okay.
Rock.
You can't say Omos. I don't even know.
No. The Rock is winning it.
The Rock?
He is. He's coming back. He's winning it. Yeah.
So, Rock. So, the newly appointed director. Our director of the board, what was the other, he joined the board today.
He's going to make himself win it.
Which, by the way, I didn't know that Rock wears glasses. I don't know if you saw the pictures of him.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't know where he found those.
So funny. Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, they were at the New York Exchange.
Him and Triple H. Ring the bell, and Triple H there. Got Nick Khan. Got Vince. And then I'm like, who's this big Samoan guy with the glasses? I'm like, oh my God, that's the Rock. I didn't know he wears glasses. Yeah. But you think he's going to... Well, I mean, like, look, he wouldn't come out, like we said, he wouldn't come out and say, should the Rock sit at the head of the table without it leading to something, you know? Like,
no way.
It's possible. It's very possible, too. I mean, like, that's another thing, too. Like, Rock can come out at number 30 and just, like, you know, toss everybody, then he just walks away with this thing. Mm. You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll
but
see.
It can go so many different ways this year. Like, that's what makes it really interesting. It really, really does. Like, last year, so obvious with Cody. This year, like, you're going to be watching that Final Four, and you're like, oh, man, who's going to get thrown out? Like, it's not going to be, like, Ivar.
No.
It's not going to be, like, you know, it's not going to be Kofi in that Final Four.
Yeah.
I think we all kind of got a good feeling of who's going to be there towards the end, but it can go anyway.
We'll see. We'll see. I know we'll be talking throughout the whole event all night. So I'll be looking forward to it.
It's going to be a good time, man.
Yeah.
It's the best pay-per-view of the year, always.
Yeah. And then
but,
we'll
you know, it's coming off of a great year, man. It came off of a great year of wrestling. And, I mean, you know, start of 2024, hopefully with another amazing year.
Yeah, and we'll see what the road to WrestleMania is like.
It's going to be a good one, man. Gonna be a good one. I got good feelings. I'm very tempted to look for tickets, but like I keep looking for them and like for decent seats. Like I feel like they're so absurdly a dramatic price. Like it's insane. Like I'm not paying $900 for a WrestleMania ticket.
Oh my God, no way.
Yeah, like even to get like nosebleeds like at Lynx, it's like $300.
Wow,
like, this is crazy. Like for nosebleeds.
Yeah.
Like I'm not even gonna be able to see the belt when Roman's raising it at the end of the thing. He's gonna probably win it again.
Oh, you know he is. So
the Final Four, you said what? Punk, you said Cody, you said Brock, and then Rock, right?
Yes.
So now out of those four, who do you think out of those four got the best shot of actually beating Roman at WrestleMania though?
I think Cody has the best shot.
Probably, right?
Yeah.
Like, even if The Rock fights Roman...
He's not
gonna win. I don't think The Rock's gonna win.
No, he's not.
No way. Like, it's a spectacle, it's a show to put on, but, like, The Rock ain't gonna win the belt and, like, you know, come back and do anything like that or even do a part-time thing with The Rock.
Nah.
He's got a million other things going on. He's got a football league, and he's got movies to make and everything else in between. Man, he can't bother with that.
But Reigns is gonna retain and beat Hogan's record.
Reigns is going to retain and beat Hogan's record.
Yeah.
I could see that happening. I could see that happening, but, you know, once again, it all depends. Like, I don't know if Cody does get the win or in some way, whether it's a Rumble or Elimination Chamber. I mean, I could see it, but then again, man, I would have bet the house on him winning last year, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, all the signs were pointed for it. It was all there.
So we'll see. We'll
yes,
see.
We will. Yes, we will. But I think we can all agree this year is not Omos's year. Not this year. Maybe next year, buddy.
Unfortunately not. He's going to be the final five, but he won't make the final four.
That's it. They're all going to gang up with Omos.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you want to say about this year's Royal Rumble?
No, man, it's going to be, I mean, listen, it's going to be a short and sweet one, but I do think that this Royal Rumble match itself is going to be a really good one. Like, I think it's going to go down as, like, a top one for, like, the last few years.
Nice.
Absolutely. But like the card itself, the card itself is fine. Just like, just that really small card.
Right. Right. But like, it'll be fun to watch.
Looking back on the Rumble, go, oh man, that was an amazing Kevin Owens Logan Paul. And they're going, that was a great Rumble.
Yeah. It's going to be fun to watch. I'm excited for it. See how it plays out and see who takes it.
Same here, man. I'm excited. Like we said, Road to WrestleMania starts this Saturday.
Sounds good. All right.
Yeah,
well, that's it. We'll see what happens. And we'll talk more. We'll see what happens, and we'll be talking afterwards, during it, after.
Oh, I'm sure I'll be texting you during the match.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure I'll be texting you saying, oh, my God, who just showed up at number, 12 or whatever.
Yeah.
We'll give each other live updates throughout the match.
Well, looking forward to it.
Same here, bud.
All right, Joey Caps, we appreciate your time.
And, always a pleasure, brother.
Yes, man, I will. Well, we're releasing this Friday, so I'll be talking to you tomorrow on Saturday. All right. Sounds good.
All right, brother.
All right. I'll talk to you. All
right.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon. Suckers.